The blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. all of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour, I have not mentioned, well, first of all, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I have not mentioned the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. I think we're now down to 16 or 17 left. And what is going to happen probably, now, originally when he set this up, there was only 5 Battle Comps per product. So we're winding down to where some people may make a donation in some cases, and they may not be able to get the battle comp they want. Because one of the things that he did, because some people that actually went out and made that donation, because there was actually a change in the manufacturing process to put my logo on it, it was taking, in the beginning, a little bit of time to get these out and get them on the ground shipped. So he just went ahead and shipped, or got 25 done, 5 of each. And I will get the numbers on what is left. I know that there's still some available in all categories, but that number, especially for the AK, is beginning to whittle down. But that doesn't affect you, Johnny Lee Lewis. So I will keep you appraised of that. But the Battle Comp challenge is this. Make a $100, not a challenge, but the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo is this. Make a $100 tax-deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation and email me that receipt along with your address and the kind of battle comp you want. From here on out, if they don't have the battle comp you want, I may have to do something different. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll figure out something. But then I forward that to Battle Comp, and you will be getting a one of 25 Battle Comps that has my logo on it, which I quite honestly don't think it makes it worth one more dime. Although when everybody gets their Battle Comps, I'd love to have a picture of you with your rifle with that mounted on your gun. That is the Battle Comp promo as it is. And right now in the chat room, I have two of the Battle Comp challenge winners, Johnny Lee Lewis and I believe that's Scott Henninger. I believe the only ones that were, I know the 1.5s, there's plenty of those. I know the 1.0s, there's probably 4 of those left. I know that probably the one that's been hit the hardest is the AK one. And there may be 2 of those left. But everything else I think is still pretty robust out of the 16 that is left, 16 or 17, whatever that number is. I'll have to double check that. Now, but yes. In the chat room today, I have 2 of the Battle Comp Challenge participants, Johnny Lee Lewis and Scott Henninger, and they can tell you about Battle Comp. They can tell you what's a good idea. Johnny not only won was one of the winners at Battle Comp Challenge, he's also bought one. He's also done the Brian Terry thing, the Brian Terry Foundation thing. He's got another one coming, so he's a believer. And maybe he's supposed to call me after the show, and I'm going to try to get him to come on the show and tell you about Battle Comp tomorrow. Coming out of MedPage today, the 11th of April of this year, four days ago, there is a headline saying, guns are associated with dramatically increased suicide risk. Yeah. What they're trying to do, this is the Vivek Murthy angle of making it a health issue. Suicide is not gun violence any more than it is rope violence or pill violence or tailpipe violence. It is not violence. It is a very sad act. And getting out there to use it as a facade to create more gun control, to create more unconstitutional law. These guys, I don't know, maybe they need to be beaten a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not calling for violence against them, though. They state a statistic, which is probably pretty true, 88 people die from a firearm-associated injury in about daily. And about two-thirds of those deaths are due to suicides. You know, there's 30-some-odd thousand people that die by gun, and about 21, 22,000 of them are suicide. Yes, that's very sad. What about the suicides where they hang themselves, though? What about the suicides where they suck a tailpipe? What about the ones where they, you know, there's so many different ways to kill yourself. What about the Japanese? Oh, yes, Bill. Well, they're steeped in honor, and they do things because of their culture. Well, they're still killing themselves. You know, in the United States at one time, we had honor in our code. We had our word. Suicide is sad. It's very sad, especially for the people that are left behind. If they don't leave a note, or even if they do leave a note, everybody's over there saying, hey, why did he go that route? Why didn't he come and talk to me? It's like a scar that never goes away. According to this paper, researchers have reported a very high proportion of gun-associated suicides are committed by seniors and individuals who live in rural areas. Molly Cook, MD, president of the American College of Physicians, says that the researchers have discovered that in cities, gun-associated deaths were generally homicides, whereas in rural settings, suicides were a bigger problem. Maybe that has to do with the economy. Maybe that has to do with getting old and losing, you know, part of that body proud that a lot of people used to have in younger years. Whatever it is, it's still sad. And you know what? Implementing Obamacare doesn't make it any easier for some of these folks. Cook emphasizes that state and federal authorities should not enact of mandates which interfere with free speech of physicians and other patient-physician relationship. This is about the question, the questioning of people that might own guns. And I would put with Ms. Cook's declaration, that First Amendment right is as sacrosanct as is the Second. They state that the serious nature of the public health problem associated with firearm violence requires immediate attention in the United States, according to this publication. An aggressive initiative which addresses such issues as the causes and prevention of firearm violence and firearm safety, along with reasonable regulation, are among imperative points to be raised. So in other words, because sad people kill themselves with guns, we've got to do something to restrict you law-abiding people from having guns. Because you know what? Depressed people have one thing in common with criminals. If they want to shoot themselves with a gun, they'll find a gun. Yeah, I mean, how many people have seen this thing? I mean, one of the recent phenomena is to go to a gun range. They don't want to own a gun, so they go rent a gun and kill themselves on the firing line. You've seen that? They state that their whole effort is to deal with this problem in a consistent way in which the Second Amendment right of individuals to keep and bear arms are encouraged. No, it isn't. You're lying through your teeth. Now, you're lying through your very nice straight white teeth, docs. That's all you're doing. Whenever somebody comes out and says, well, you know, we need to do a common sense approach, here's what it comes down to. We don't want you, the little people, to have a gun. You have this tendency to kill yourselves. Even though people like Hollywood producers kill themselves and occasional politicians and well-heeled people kill themselves and murder people and all this other stuff, you, the little person, are the ones we're most concerned about. So you, the little person, are the ones we're going to regulate. Those of us that are elite, we're not going to be subject to that. Those of us who enact laws are going to, you know, we're going to be exempt from that. But you, the little person that we run and regulate and we control your lives, and you don't know it because you're little. We're also going to control what you carry around with you. And if, and maybe if you have a gun or something, we're going to watch you. We're going to watch you close. Get an eyeful, Cupcake. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Whenever I hear, or read, for that matter, somebody who isn't a politician that's advocating for gun control, for some reason I'm just thinking surfer dude. And, you know, they always want to broaden the debate or have the conversation. So for the last time, hopefully for this year, although I am certain it will come up more and more again, to the surfer dudes, I'm going to try to reach out and communicate with you in your parlance, okay? And this surfer dude, you know, he gives us the amendment word for word because he's going to use this. as a means to make his argument. So it probably sounds a little bit like this. You know, a well-regulated militia man, being necessary to the security of a free and gnarly state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, you know. It's hard to do that. Back you up. For them, they completely gloss over the right of the people, which has been affirmed many times as being an individual right by more than one person. It was never meant to be a collective right. They start out with the way it opens up, the well-regulated militia. So let's have this conversation just one more doggone time, shall we? And then I promise you, and if somebody finds out that I'm going to do this again, somebody needs to stop me. Well-regulated doesn't mean, you know, we can pass all these laws and gnarly stuff to keep you safe. Well-regulated meant, in the time of the rioting, you know, let's not worry about what that means today. Let's worry about what it meant in the late 18th century, shall we? In the late 18th century, and it depends on how you want to put it, a similarly outfitted and trained group, a group that is like trained, a group that is coordinated, however you want to put it, that's what it meant. It didn't mean that they had rules. It meant that they were regulars. Regulars have been, that term, a regular, has been used to describe full-time military members for a very long time, professional military members. We used it in North Vietnam to make a differentiation between the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese regulars, as an example. It doesn't mean that we have ignored well-regulated, you know, they say, well, you know, you ignore the well-regulated militia. No, we're not. We're not ignoring that at all. Why do you think so many people want to have AR-15s? Because we're regulating ourselves. Semi-automatics, we're regulating ourselves, gun grabbers. They look at what has happened in the Supreme Court, and I look at what's happened with the Supreme Court, and I'm not sitting back there and go, hey, this is nothing but a win. Because it's still ambiguous, it's still left up in the air. And we don't have unrestricted rights, folks. We surely do not. We do not have unrestricted rights at all. So when they point out in this little ditty the frequently gruesome consequences of these unrestricted rights, they take here's what it is. Here's what it all boils down to. If a criminal prostitutes something that is your God-given right to employ, to defend yourself, that doesn't mean that the right is abolished. Because I cannot emphasize to you enough that it is all about the mind. The mind is the weapon at the end of the day. It is the weapon at the end of the day. What it, you know, there, you know, back when I was growing up, there were these really heavy ashtrays made out of glass. If they still existed, you could beat somebody to death with one of these things. Ball bats, clubs, crutches, chairs, plates that have been fractured, bottles that have been fractured. And if you're killed with one of these things, you are no less dead because they used one of those things on you. When one of these happens, when one of these anomalies happen, and that's what they are anomalies. FBI statistics 2011, I think it was 7,900 adjusted homicides that were actual murders after justifiable homicide was subtracted from the equation. The they look at that as a gruesome price to pay for unrestricted rights when it is statistically not much at all. It is gruesome. It is regrettable. No doubt about it. That 7,900 people die at the hands of a gun wielded by a criminal. It is equally as regrettable to be beaten to death, to be stabbed to death, to be raped and then murdered. It doesn't matter what tool is employed to do it. Those are all regrettable circumstances. Or they should be, but not in the gun-grabbing world. And then, of course, we have to go and talk about Justice, former Justice John Paul Stevens. Now, I'm glad he's retired. Because here's the thing. A Supreme Court justice is not supposed to look at the Constitution and say, you know, there's so many different ways to make this work so much better in today's world. They're supposed to look at it and say, this is what I got to go by. That's how they're supposed to look at it. And Justice Stevens has written a new book, Six Amendments, How and Why We Should Change the Constitution. Now, according to Justice Stevens, the Second Amendment should read, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. Now, there is a little bit of blowback on that because, you know, there is such a thing as a disorganized militia, which arguably we all belong to. More from Stevens. Emotional claims that the right to possess deadly weapons is so important that it is protected by the federal Constitution distort intelligent debate about the wisdom of particular aspects of proposed legislation designed to minimize the slaughter caused by the prevalence of guns in private hands. Let's do away with police officers then. How about that? Let's do away with that. The dead people from guns will go down drastically. We can start with that. How about stop all of this welfare nonsense so that you're tearing apart the black family and the only place a young black man can go is a gang? And then they kill each other. 50% of everybody killing each other are gang members. 50% of America that is killing each other is black. 50% of the victims are black because they're gang members. Where are you on that one, Justice Stevens? Do you want to take credit for that socially engineered product right there? Since you want to, you know, you look at the Constitution as something that needs to be changed. God-given rights don't have a shelf life. He thinks the way to nullify the emotional argument would be to adopt his proposed amendment. The amendment certainly would not silence the powerful voice of the gun lobby. It would merely eliminate its ability to advance one mistaken argument. The gun lobby isn't even 10% of the gun ownership there, Pop. Maybe they need to take you on a field trip or something, Pops. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. As the details emerge on this Clark County, Nevada thing, first and foremost, you need to understand that this is all a Harry Reid production. Okay? Harry Reid production. Harry Reid's son, Rory Reid, a lawyer, landed a $5 billion Chinese solar power project that's going to build in Laughlin, Nevada, and in Clark County. And the county commission sold public land for cents on the dollar to the ENN Energy Corps, or group, excuse me. The thing about the tortoises, is absolutely a facade. Rory Reid used to be the chairman of the Clark County Commission, and Senator Reid's former advisor is now the chief of the Bureau of Land Management. And, of course, Senator Reid yesterday warned the Bundys. The desert tortoise, by the way, last year they killed thousands of them because they ran out of funding to protect them. Does anybody besides me think that is at best counterproductive? We've got to protect the tortoise. Yes, I know, but we've run out of funding. What to do? Better to summarily execute thousands of them to give the rest of them a chance. We don't know who we're going to mark for termination, but hey, let's go get them. and maybe the others will survive. The Bureau of Land Management has a record of making an effort to discourage other ranchers in this area because this is what the Bureau of Land Management calls the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone. It's in a stretch of BLM-controlled acres where energy developers could build but would pay into a government fund to mitigate the Gold Butte and others under BLM jurisdiction. But there's another reason. There's another thing to look at this in this besides the fact that this is a Harry Reid production. This can also be thought as a litmus test to see how far they can push us before we react. Now, it didn't take very far with this. And they got a really good reaction out of it. Charlie Daniels of the Charlie Daniels Band put out a tweet the other day. Is the Bundy Ranch situation the first test of military against citizens? Big government is dangerous. The military isn't being employed there, Charlie. Sorry about that one. But the alphabet agencies are. Now, this past Wednesday, we had BLM agents throwing women around and tasing individuals. They created a no-fly zone to keep news choppers out of the way. And despite what some people may say, they never cut off mobile phone service. You know, out there in that remote area, there's probably not a big prevalence of towers. And when you have a sudden influx of thousands of people wanting to use it, it's going to inhibit its effectiveness to a certain degree. We'll find out in time. I think here's the problem with these. If this is a litmus test, all they succeeded in doing is alerting the United States citizenry by telegraphing their intent of going against a private citizen. Clive Bundy, you know, I've read what he's done. Okay, and I understand his I'm not sure that I exactly agree with everything he says, but he's been there and his family's been there since the 19th century. And we're talking about grass. If we were talking, okay, now if his cows were out there eating, I don't know, rare earth metals, which are hard to come by because they're, you know, rare earth metals, I would say, that maybe, okay, they need to look at that really hard. But couldn't you go out and buy a bunch of Scott's Turf Builder and throw it out there in these pastures and make everything good if that's really what you were concerned about was the grass? I know in certain parts, what is it, Washington State or Oregon, I know there's some governor out there that tries to control rainfall. When did you guys become the grand poobah? What have I missed? Clark County showed itself to be a place where statism is being tried. And we'll see how that goes. For right now, it has been stepped back. But that doesn't mean it's over by any stretch of the imagination. Right now, Harry Reid is still an important member of the U.S. Senate of the United States. At least in the technical sense, he is the Senate Majority Leader. Nevada, he needs to be negated really bad. He really needs to be negated really bad. Just think what just happened in Nevada, for example, was exactly what Sharon Angle talked about in her campaign that got her shut down. Second Amendment solution. But bear all that in mind. This is a Harry Reid production, okay? Harry Reid does not give a damn about the private citizen of the United States. He will sit out there and say all day long, it's for this, it's for that, it is for nothing. It is for him. It's for him and his cronies. That's what Harry Reid's for. You know, there have been some, I believe it's 200 and some odd bills that have been passed by the House that are sitting in Harry Reid's inbox because they're never going to take him up. He's not, he hasn't given us a budget. He hasn't proposed this. He hasn't proposed that. He gets away with not voting for certain things that are absolutely statist because he knows it's not going to win anyway, so he makes himself look good. And he gets rankings for it. Nevada? You know, I look at some of these states where we get some of these fine products. California, where we get, Boxer and Feinstein. New York, where we get Schumer. Nevada, where we get Reid. The whole little Kabul. And Pelosi. Let's not forget her. Pelosi's a fine one, too. These folks don't care about you. And you can tell that. Now, and please don't get the idea that I'm telling you the Republican Party is the caring party. They just haven't figured out how to make it work that way. But right now, the proactive party is the Democrats. And they are in it to win it. And gun owners, if you're going to sit back and say, you know, on principle, I'm not going to vote in this one. That is your purview, but you're setting us up to be in a place where we don't want to be. So at the very least, vote for pro-gun candidates. At the very least. Because I'm telling you, if they take guns, the Pelosi's and the Feinsteins and the Boxers and the Schumers and the Reeds and all of those other fine little folks and their little bully club, will be running every aspect of your lives. And you know what? They'll exempt themselves from everything they're putting on us. And just the other day, an outgoing U.S. House of Representative guy, Moran, proposed that Congress give itself a pay raise because $174,000 a year is not enough to live on. In what world? But what happened in Nevada is a Harry Reid production, and he is going to see this through. He will see this through. One way we can keep that from happening is to take him out of power very shortly this year. Last time today, I give this back to Republic on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a, as we get ready to go away on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If we are to be successful as a nation, there's going to have to be some mutual things happening out there. We, as the populace of the United States, have to respect and obey the law, and the government must make and enforce respectable law, constitutional law. As, you know, as a rule of thumb, if you go out and drive a car, you're respecting law. If you're walking around, you're respecting law. We respect law every day. There's a tiny fraction of a tiny fraction of laws that require the intervention of police and the courts, although they do try to expand that, much to my chagrin. Overall, the way America exists in a day-to-day is a wonderful, it's a wonderful thing, but it reflects more on the character of America's people than it does on their legislators. To be a good citizen, we have to have a healthy respect for the law and for those charged with writing them and enforcing them. But this social compact is beginning to unravel because we're experiencing a failure of the government to make and enforce respectable law. In the standoff with Clive Bundy and his family, the assembled supporters who ultimately induced the federal agency to back off, a lot of people have been trying to figure out which side is in the right. You know, everybody wants to be on the right side. Good people want to be on the right side of the argument. You know, there's a lot of things to consider. If you go to a state park, well, you have to pay a fee sometimes. If you fish in a national forest, you need a license. You may have to pay to get in. Now, if the park ranger comes out after you've done all of that and confiscates your car, your tent, your hot dogs, and because they increase the fees overnight, then they're unraveling things. Now, in civil cases, the standard of evidence is not beyond a reasonable doubt. It is the preponderance of evidence. So, in the Bundy case, on which party does 51% of the evidence say responsibility falls? That's, you know, it's a very low standard. It would be very hard to function as a society if everything had to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, a lot of people out there have presumed that this all began because the government was bullying a little guy. And for those of us that are conservative, it's real easy to give in to the same thing that they do, which is the knee jerk, okay? Now, of course, there's a Harry Reid factor involved in this. This sounds like a bad James Bond movie. they want to put a solar farm where Mr. Bundy's ranch is. I guess I don't know. I would have to say, quite honestly, I don't know what was going on in 1993 when he stopped paying grazing fees, Mr. Bundy. I would have to hazard a guess that, you know, 21 years ago, solar farms were not as prevalent as they are now, not being pushed by the federal government, to be sure. So, it's hard not to believe that's the impetus behind all of this stuff. If that's the impetus behind all of that, then law enforcement on the federal level and lawmakers in general have lost respectability. Mustering a militia that came to the side of the saved Mr. Bundy for right now, when you muster the aid of a citizen, that carries with it a risk as well. If the real problem is the size and scope and power of the federal government, the first thing we have to try to do is elect and support politicians who are willing to take it apart and resist all the rent seekers and freeloaders who depend on their influence with government to make their living. A lot of people get very discouraged. There's a lot of very decent people that run for office. A lot of very decent people would do a very good job, but they're not professional enough, or they're not polished enough, or they don't have the right people. Politics has gone from being it's from being about the best guy to being about the best message, the best communicator, the most popular, if you will. What has to happen here is this leviathan of government at this point has to be dismantled. And this indication that we've just gotten from the Bundy Ranch means that all of these preppers with these go bags and all of these guns and all these weapons, and people like me and people like you, guess what? We've been justified all along, and this is our vindication moment. It would be nice to sit back and say to yourself that there would not have been a Waco or a Ruby Ridge at the Bundy Ranch if all these people had not shown up. But there's no way of knowing. There's no way we can look at this government and say, no, they would never have done that. They weren't as big then. So, all of us All of us that sit back and say, I am self-reliant. All of us that say, I believe in the Constitution. Go and buy a box of MREs. Go and train with your weapon. You'll have fun when you do that. You can use your MREs to go camping if that's what you want to do. But have these things. Go do these things. Because our government doesn't deserve any respect, but they're not going to give any to us because they think they're in charge. That's simply the way it is. As we go away, for all of you out there that say, Bill, you never talk about the dark side of carrying a gun. Here's a dark side for you. A concealed carry permit holder. Antonio Cedeiros, who claims to be a former Marine. He was arrested last week after a girl's mother allegedly checked her cell phone and discovered lewd text messages and photographs of an adult man. The police took over with his phone and pretended to be an underage child and arranged to meet at a hotel room where Mr. Cedeiros promised to bring, he was going to supply a hotel and some condoms. When they broke, he wouldn't get out of his SUV, so they broke into it. They broke the windows in it. And in there, they found condoms, a loaded handgun, a shovel, and duct tape in the SUV. Not everybody who goes through the process is going to be a good guy. I've never admitted otherwise. It happens. It doesn't happen very often. This is truly an anomaly of the most microscopic of proportions. But here we have a bad guy who was looking like a good guy. Now, I don't know if that's going to get any mainstream media attention. I would expect if it does, well, then we'll see. Because they'll get out there and they're painting every one of us as sexual predators. But people do go bad, whether they're good or bad. It just seems like more often than not that when they go bad, they're politicians to me. We will join again in about 21 hours. And between now and that time, I ask you to do simply this. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.